Thanks. Okay, this is my short story, My Brother the Soldier. I like to make a joke of it. What's the most rebellious thing a nice middle-class boy can do? Come home and tell his parents he's joined the army. Ben delivered his news over dinner. There was a lot of silence in our house that night. Before going to bed, I stuck my head round his door. Ben was at his desk, illuminated by the angle poise glow. You do realise it's not actually like the adverts. Yeah, you get to travel, but you also have to kill the people whose countries you visit. He got up and walked towards me. Just like you realise that you're not going to save the world by teaching a few Bangladeshi slum kids English and close the door in my face. Once Mum had determined that Ben knew full well there was a war on, it was in fact the reason he decided to sign up. She gave him her full support. It's his life. We've always told them we'd support them whatever they did. It's his life. He's a sensible boy, and I'm sure he'll be fine, she said often into the phone. For Dad, it was more difficult. He hadn't just marched against the war. He'd organised coaches to take people. He'd made banners, handed out leaflets, knocked on doors to drum up support for the second, third, fourth marches. And now here was his only son, telling him he was off to Afghanistan to enforce democracy with a gun. To all Dad's rigorous, quietly impassioned speeches, Ben simply replied, "But Dad, you just don't get it. If the Taliban were here, they'd kill you." It was the first time I'd seen Dad cry. I startled him downstairs in the dark. When Ben came back after basic training, I laughed at the way he folded his clothes. It was such a cliche how they lay there, side by perfect side. Mum and Dad glared at me. Taking the piss was no longer allowed. I went out a lot for the 2 weeks he was home. I complained drunkenly to my friends about how bullshit it all was, how I couldn't handle the ridiculous facade of family support. Why should I have to pretend? I could never agree with his decision to go and fight such a war. They listened sympathetically. I didn't get up to see Ben off. My principles prevented it. I lay in bed listening for the sounds of car doors closing and the engine starting up. I imagine Mum trying not to cry, Dad's face grave and determined as he backed the car out the drive, with Ben sitting next to him, stiff in his brand new uniform. I walked down the stairs carefully that morning, placing my feet at either side of each step, missing out the third stair, making sure there were no creaks, like we used to do. I made it all the way down without one. It became a habit, a ritual, a practice I couldn't stop. I didn't acknowledge my pact until it was broken. The morning I woke as Dad sat gently on my bed and Mum drew the curtains, my first thought was, but I never made a creak, not once.